Juneau residents packed a ballroom yesterday to hear a panel of experts talk about Alaska's fiscal future. Fewer barrels and a growing budget deficit have some worrying that that could turn the state into an economic wasteland. But as KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins discovered, it might not be too late.
In the future, cities will become deserts, roads will become battlefields, and the hope of mankind will appear as a stranger.
Mad Max is a late 70s apocalyptic thriller. Oil has been depleted, which leads to financial chaos, famine, and roving biker gangs. Here in Alaska, fewer barrels of oil are being produced, and the price has dropped to just under $50 a barrel, about half of what it used to be. The state is expecting a deficit of $3 billion next year. And with deeper cuts, a loss of jobs and school funding.
It's not going to take 10 or 15 years. I think 2 or 3 years, you will see a noticeable drop in Alaska's population.
That's Larry Pursley. He spoke with a panel of three at Juneau's Forum on Alaska's Fiscal Future. Pursley worked for the Obama administration on Alaska's natural gas pipeline and now works for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. He said the proposed LNG pipeline offered a glimmer of hope that could add $1.2 billion a year into the budget.
But in and of itself, it is not going to solve our problem.
A big topic of conversation at the forum was the possibility of a state income or sales tax. But some of the panelists agreed a sales tax could be regressive and hurt struggling people. Brad Keithley, a consultant that focuses on oil, gas, and policy matters, said that's what adding state taxes would do.
Think about this for a second. If we're going into a recession, the last thing you want to do is reduce personal incomes, right? The last thing you want to do is take money out of the private economy, take money out of people's hands.
Pursley sees it differently.
You look at taxes as taking money out of individuals' hands. I look at taxes as a way of paying for the community services that benefit everybody. And that's how government works. That's how communities work.
Pursley said some people could afford a reduced PFD check or forgoing it altogether. I asked Josh Warren, an attendant at the forum, what he thought of that.
I've loved my PFD because I've gotten it every year since I was born here, but if that's what the state needs to be able to educate children, then I think that's okay.
Juneau has a 5% city sales tax. Places like Anchorage and Fairbanks don't. To help with the fiscal crisis, panelists devised municipalities to come up with solutions on their own. Brad Keithley said that meant thinking locally.
Because the state's not going to be coming, is not going to be riding over the hill to build the next school, to build the next AstroTurf football field, to build the next UAA athletic arena, to build the next state crime lab. They're not going to be riding over the hill to do that.
Nothing apocalyptic about that. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.